Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Was trending in the right direction, continues to trend in the right direction. He was officially limited again in practice, but we'll hear from Andy Reid at 1 o'clock and hopefully get something more definitive. But most people believe he will play on Sunday. So what should we expect? If he plays on Sunday, I'm kind of with Briscoe where, hey, if you're going to have this harness the rest of the season, we all know that, then it may not be getting any better. Well, then you need to utilize him the way you would utilize him. You know,
he needs to be the same part of the game plan he was before.
Yeah. So
I think for the first game, maybe not, though.
I don't know. I think it's more about telling him how to protect himself than it is the Chiefs not utilizing the way they won. Like, if you're worthy, I think it goes back to the, hey, man, don't worry about trying to break a tackle as much. You know, get out of bounds, protect yourself kind of thing, where you weren't worrying about that before. But I don't think the Chiefs are going to not do bubble screens, let's say, to Xavier Worthy to protect him and only have him. You know what I mean?
Like, that's the point. Then just sit him out a couple of weeks and try to ride it out to the end of the season.
And that's why, hey, if you're going to play him on Sunday, I think you need to have, you know, the full playbook.
I think for game one, it could be more of a 50-50 split than it was going to be between Hollywood Brown and him. Just knowing that you've got Kelce and these other guys around and you're still waiting for the rest of the offense to come around. That being Rashee Rice, 4 weeks from now. I still can't believe I got to get through 4 weeks. Man, if they were 2-0, we wouldn't even be talking about the same way Rashee Rice coming back. Of course, they weren't close to being 2-0 because they were pretty far behind against the Chargers for a good chunk of it. But if they were 1-1, we might not be talking about it. I think they might be gentle here. And I think part of the reason is Hollywood Brown's been effective. Not perfect, but effective in the time filling in. And they seem to have found part of a deep weapon in Tyquan Thornton, and they might continue to try to expose that. And you've mentioned the multi-tight end sets and maybe Noah Gray. I think this game plan, knowing their pass rush and where they're at and the advantages that the Cowboys had in some areas of the field, including running the ball, I think that they might do like a 70% measure, a 65% measure. And for this first week, I'm not expecting the Xavier Worthy I was expecting. And look, truth is, for a 900-yard season, which was what I was hoping for out of Xavier Worthy this year, that's only like 45 yards a game, 50 yards a game. It's not, you know, like there's not some magic number he needs get to. He doesn't need to have 130 yards on Sunday for this to work.
But him being on the field is somebody that if you're the defensive coordinator for the Giants, you actually have to worry about him. You know, and that's the thing.
Yeah.
And he's up last week, if you were the Eagles, you weren't worried about the run game. You're obviously worried about number 15. Who are you, you know, Tyquan Thornton, it's nice he's schemed up and getting open down the field. Okay, but you're not game planning around Tyquan Thornton. Like when you have Rice and Worthy on the field, you're making sure, and even Kelce, even at this point still, you know, but that's why having Worthy on the field, it's another element that the Giants absolutely have to be ready for. That should make life a little bit easier for the Chiefs, especially if we know in week one against the Chargers, a majority of that game plan was out the window once Worthy was done three plays in. So hopefully, you know, some of the reason why this offense has been so sluggish as well is that, hey, Xavier Worthy, you know, was just not around really for any of the game. I mean, as far as we're concerned, he's missed two games.
I wonder if I was a Chiefs fan, I would be, obviously you want them to win, but you just want Xavier Worthy to be healthy after this game, to be okay after this game is done, because I really think that.
I mean, yeah, I need to win games though.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's why they're probably
obviously they need to win, but I mean, if I'm the Giants and I'm pressing him, as soon as he gets off the line, I'm going right for his shoulder. I would do everything to make him as uncomfortable as possible. After the play's done, shove him in the shoulder a little bit. I would do everything possible
but some
to
of
make
that
him
is
uncomfortable. So that's what I'm...
That's going to happen all year, though.
I'm intrigued to see what it looks like in this game and then going forward, of course, because the Ravens, I'm sure they'll do it with their second... You know, they're an aggressive secondary. I would want... maybe it's just because it's the first game that he's back since having the issue, but a fully torn labrum and seeing him back in action, what does it look like? Like, is he uncomfortable? Does it get to the point where he just looks uncomfortable and he becomes a decoy? Like, what exactly, what happens, I guess, in this game?
I'm very intrigued to see how it goes. I mean, that's the key.
When it's actual physicality being used from another team that's going to try to
hit it. They're not going to play him if he's not comfortable.
Yeah. And I also think that they're going to do the thing they do. Like we talk about Mahomes and his running. In these first few weeks, get down. Get down. Unless it's the fourth quarter, like, you don't have to, like, get the extra 7 inches here. Just get down. Be smart. You know, play it. See how you're comfortable. Now, I will say, he's more comfortable than I imagined because he wanted to play last week. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs held him back, not him. I don't think it was Xavier Worthy saying, I'm not ready to go. I think he was ready to play last week and wanted to play last week. And for some guys, this is what's tough about it. For some guys, they just don't notice it. It doesn't bother them, Goldie. He just, like, goes out there and he plays and he's normal Xavier Worthy, to your point. I'm just saying, for one game, if they wanted to tread lightly, I kind of get it. He's still got to be a factor in the game plan and a major contributor to the offense. But, like, if they wanted a 70% ramp up before 100% against the Ravens, I'm not gonna fight that. It's weird because, like, these injuries have been so frustrating because it's 2 years in a row where they just had nobody. I don't even know what their wide receiver unit looks like.
Yeah, so that's what was interesting from Dan Graziano, who works over at ESPN. Let me read the full quote from him. He said, quote, I get the sense that the Chiefs are frustrated by the repetitive nature of this, their wide receiver room being decimated every year by injuries and other issues. But they expected to improve once Worthy is back, Rice comes off a suspension. I think that'll help the run game too, and they really should be able to get right Sunday against the Giants. It's too early to give up on Andy Reid and Mahomes, but the concerns are legit. That's from Graziano. The beginning part, I'm sure the Chiefs are frustrated, but here's the thing. They're major decimated by injuries and other issues. Now, maybe they're shocked that in back-to-back seasons, one of their own players led to a player being out. But also, Rashee Rice was off teams' draft boards because of concerns, so they knew that. That was a risk. Xavier Worthy has always been this size. They knew there's an injury risk, right? Like, Hollywood Brown has been injury-prone at times throughout his career. Like, so they could be frustrated, but, I mean, all three of these guys, all three of the issues they've had, suspension, injuries, all three have had that in the past in terms of, like, known issues. Again, even Rashee Rice, the whole story about him not being on a lot of teams' draft board,
it was all knowns. All knowns. And, like, the Hollywood one kills me. And the Xavier Worthy, like, we don't like that our wide receivers are injured. You're like, okay, well then I would recommend not drafting wide receivers who are 5'10", 165 pounds. Like, if you're worried, especially those kinds of injuries. Now, the thing about these injuries is, the freakazoid injuries. Rashee Rice's is, I mean, his quarterback took him out. Yeah. Xavier Worthy, his tight end, took him out. Those are not, like, Xavier Worthy was healthy last year, playing normal football the normal way. It wasn't until Travis Kelce took him out of the game that he actually missed some time. I get the frustration, because part of it is, I think some of the frustration is the stuff we talk about when it came to, like, Drew Brees and Sean Payton and this other stuff is, anytime you have a year that doesn't feel right, you feel like you're wasting time with one of the all-time great quarterbacks. That's why it hurts more. Gold, when you lose a season of wide receivers with Case Keenum, nobody cares. Nobody's like, oh, man, I wish these wide receivers stay healthy for Case Keenum. No, you care because of who Patrick Mahomes is. That's why they're probably frustrated. They don't think the offense looks the way that it should look with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid because they haven't been able to stay healthy enough or have an offensive line healthy enough to actually see what version it is. That's why it's fine if people, like, we mentioned the stats earlier. It was Tom Brady. It was Patrick Mahomes' 30th birthday, and we pointed out what Tom Brady did in his 30s and whether or not you'd lock it in. Inarguably, Tom Brady was significantly better statistically in his 30s than in his 20s. I mean, he was night and day different. Peyton Manning was better in his 30s than in his 20s. And so, like, there's a logical reason to think Patrick Mahomes should be better in his 30s. And the start, the first, I guess technically he hadn't played any games in his 30s. Let's start now.
This is Sunday, yeah.
Let's start
his
now.
His first game as a 30-year-old.
I'd like his first game as a 30-year-old to feel like a guy that you're not spinning your tires with. I'm assuming that's why they're frustrated, is that it just doesn't feel like you can waste any games with Patrick Mahomes. He's too good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.